sitting here with Tobin Yellen, one of my oldest friends from San Francisco Girls Club back in 1985. What's it going on, Tobin?
Well, I'm sitting here with you. I'm glad to be back in San Francisco for a couple days.
You said it right. So you started taking photos back then at Girls Club with fucking Oak Tree and your old cliques from when you were a little kid, right?
Yeah, from when I was in high school with Jeff, Luke
Oak
Ogden,
Tree.
Julian Stranger. I started taking photos. With my stepdad's Olympus XA at the Girls Club ramp, Boys Club ramp.
I say Girls Club.
Pigeon ramp.
Pigeon. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
All right. When you think back, do you archive your stuff? Is that the hardest part of your job because you actually have all the stuff?
Archiving my photographs is kind of the most boring part
right.
of photography, but it's nice when you want to find something.
What was the first road trip you went on?
First real road trip I went on was with Mickey Reyes, Julian Stranger, Mike Archimedes. We went down to Los Angeles to pick up a check from Skip Engbloom for Julian and Mickey, and they went out and entered the contest, and then we picked up Luke Ogden when we were out in Arizona.
That was when he got fired from the mag because he hung out too long.
No, that wasn't.
No,
I don't think he didn't even work for the mag yet.
That was Ara Begonia, correct?
That was Ara Begonia, yeah.
Correct, and that's ARC. Oh, that would be the Sick Boys video.
Not on our trip.
But I mean, it was a lot of that shit.
It was after that,
Nuh-uh.
I believe. Or maybe before that, I don't know.
No, it was like the 80s, dude. It's all different back then.
I don't know.
Then you went on the road, and you remember, like, what was it? You did demos, or were you just on the road?
We just went. We had my 72 Ford Courier, and I just got a camper shell for it so we could like sleep in the back and just have our shit back there and not have it rained on. We took off and we had such a fun time, and I wasn't a professional photographer at the time. I think Luke was. It was kind of the most memorable trip for me because we were just kind of broke and kind of like sleeping on in hotel rooms. We slept in Christian's hotel room when we were in Arizona. I remember just fun shit. Like, I don't know, Julian pulled the fire alarm. He got sent to jail for some reason. And then no cell phones, nothing. We just thought, like, all right, well, let's go look for him in the morning, like, downtown, because that's probably where the jail is. And we were cruising by the...
This is in L.A. or Phoenix?
Phoenix.
Maricopa County sucks.
Okay, we were cruising by the... downtown, and we saw him walk out of a building. We're like, there he is. Okay, let's go.
Cheeseburgers. Yeah. What's the first song you want to hear, Tobin?
The first song I want to hear is Mongoloid by Devo.
Oh, that's a sick song, dude.
Yeah.
So then what was your first published photo?
First published photo was of you and Thrasher magazine, and it was a tiny little postage stamp photo for a longboard article, and Luke Ogden got the photo credit instead of me. And I think I got $35 for that photo.
Fuck. Big cheddar.
It was big cheddar. It was like the beginning of it all, Jake.
I know. Well, then if I look at that photo, it's kind of funny because the shadow, it looks like I'm in a gallows because there's like a weird wood frame over the shadow. It's like it's an inside wheeler. It's kind of funny, but that was Christmas tree wrap up in Walnut Creek, dude. That was in 1986. I'd just gotten over breaking my fucking leg, and I remember skating up there with a bunch of other freaks, Dave Warren and shit. Remember all those dudes?
Yeah, Dave Warren.
He was pretty good.
Yeah.
Then you worked on that, and then you started taking photos for it went from Fogtown to Concrete Jungle. So, I mean, you remember any of those other moments, like those photos, they stick out for you?
Yeah. I was just talking to Schmitty. I was asking about Mike Alcantara because...
All the Frontside Wall Ride, the Venture Ride?
Yeah, meeting up with Mike Alcantara and Schmitty. I'm not sure where I met you guys, but I remember going to Everett and shooting photographs of Mickey was there, and
Fat
Bryce.
Boy Mickey was there with the sofa,
right? And Mike was just doing huge frontside wall rides over the couch, and
Mickey's like this.
Yes, and that to me that day was the start of being able to be a photographer and figuring out that I could be a photographer, because I took a sequence I had shot of Mike Alcantara, I gave it to Bryce, he had it in the magazine. And Fosto saw it and wanted to use it for a venture ad. I got paid for that $100.
More, it was better to advertising money than it was like you know, that kind of, huh?
Or better advertising than editorial, which was the same photos anyway. But anyway, I got $100 and I was like, fuck, I'm gonna be a pro.
Well, you are a pro if you get paid for it right off. You did the iPad photos, yeah. And I was like, I'm a professional photographer too, I guess.
Yeah, you are.
I mean, deep down, I filmed some of the gnarliest shit of all time too, but I was like, whatever. Just back then.
Same day as Julian's front board on the rail.
Yes.
At Everett.
Yeah. Yep. And what else? And Mike Alcantara did a rail slide down that. Was in Sick Boys.
Mickey and Julian did doubles.
Doubles, yep. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
Good
what's
stuff.
What's the next song you want to hear?
The next song that I would like to hear is Rain and Blood by Slayer.
Dude, From a Lacerated Sky. You fucking know that shit. You remember the like when of that time, in like 85, I mean, Driggs was like 13 years old.
Yes.
We used to just drive down Hate Street and be like, you drop something, and we'd be like, oh, you got me.
Yeah.
It was too funny. Like, Rocky Dennis, he skates. He had the fanny pack around his tits, and he was like, oh. He's pretty crazy. Jesse Driggs is the cockroach. He won't go away after the nuclear war. He'll still be pushing down Valencia Street. You know that.
Yeah.
Where do you have all your negatives and shit now? You have it hermetically sealed in biro chamber so it can't get...
No. Well, I do have some stuff in plastic boxes. I have a couple filing cabinets for my color photos, all my slides.
Right.
But that's mostly what I shot. And just boxes, like binder boxes like you got.
Are you working on books now, right?
I'm working on some books. It's taking forever, but I'm working on a few books. And yeah, just really excited. I feel like that's the kind of final or the best landing place for any photographs. And right. Just trying to figure out the sequence and how they fit together. And that's it.
Is it a coffee table like extravaganza? I mean, where would you like to see your book
displayed? I feel like it would be just an honest depiction of skateboarding in San Francisco or at Northern California. Time. Yeah.
House of Manhang.
So, figuring it out.
House of Manhang, where Tommy had the boards on the wall going up the stairs. Tommy fucking...
Well, yeah, Ninth Avenue, right?
That's Ninth Avenue. You know that shit. Yeah, do you keep in touch with those like Froggy Poof and the Gins? You ever see those dudes around anymore? Dennis Sherry?
What is it? Tim Lawson.
Right.
Yeah. I talked to him a while ago. Not Froggy Poof and the Gins. No, I haven't seen them in a long time.
Chris Gonzalez,
right?
That's correct.
Poof. Remember the noise Poof
Dennis
used to make?
Sherry. Poof. He got a
phone. Can you recreate that noise?
No. What other moments can you remember from the history of your time that you were like happy to be a part of, like you saw it live? That's what I think about now when I look back on the shit that I seen. I was like, I see the photos in the mag. I'm like, I was there. Those are my legs or something. I'm standing there.
Yeah. Probably like in San Francisco, fucking skating down hills, I think is the most memorable times, and right. just cruising around with friends and skating all day and having my camera in my backpack,
right,
and going taking a bus to the top of Ninth Avenue or Backside Ninth and skating down Backside Ninth,
the
is
six,
fucking best,
the Six Parnassus, correct,
yeah, Six Parnassus,
that would be the bus,
yeah, that's best
memories. Bus used to cost a freaking nickel, come on, dog.
Yeah, a couple of my favorite memories shooting photos in San Francisco are Henry Sanchez backside nose bun slide.
All right,
Embarcadero.
You're in the world ad, but you're like you're missing. You're looking at the camera, and he's actually doing the make.
Well, I fucked it up.
No,
the
you
first
fucked
try.
It up. But so what?
Yeah, well, I got
Henry
it the second time.
Well, he would do it again and again and again.
Lucky for me.
Lucky. For him.
And then John Cardiel backside 180 of the Gons was really amazing because
that's the Black Label ad that was in slide.
Right, it shouldn't have been a black. It was so tiny.
It was terrible. It was like
a
little
so
micro. So weak.
But that. He wanted to do it early in the morning because he didn't want there to be a crowd of people there. And so we planned to go there at 9 in the morning, which I don't think I'd ever woken up that early to go shoot a skate photo before. So that stands out in my mind as like not really believing that it could be possible that he was going to do it and to have shot it. And there was a couple people. Henry Sanchez was there and a couple other people. So they got to
They were all little kids. I mean, there wasn't like there was nothing. There was just like get down and skate the bricks and Barco.
Yeah.
I mean the sequence of Cardiel is so sick because he just ollies and then you see the main frame is like, oh, that's a backside 180.
Yeah.
Because he goes snap. That's John. Snap and then bury it backside 180.
Yeah.
Real talk shit. That was way. I mean, like groundbreaking shit. And I think in one of the Big Brothers, he had the the U.S. World Report, like they knocked it for the John's interview, and he was doing the reverse Gons. You remember that? Where he's going ollieing towards, you know, the little wave.
Okay.
From pushing the other way.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, the USA World Today or whatever. I don't know, some newspaper back in the day, they were kind of clowning.
Yeah. John, USA Today, yeah.
He has his, like, weed. What I like to smoke, it's like the ratio for weed.
How many joints a day or something like that?
Yeah, they had some funny shit. And he had a, well, John was like, you know, shock and awe back then. We were all like, who the fuck is that dude? Straight up. He was relentless. He would never stop. So, I mean, you must have shot some sick photos of John.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course. When you think back, I mean, you grew up with Luke, right? So Luke just walked away from all this shit. I still have all this stuff here in my office. It's crazy. But, you know, when Luke ever comes back down to Earth, he should say, I want to check it out. It'd be pretty funny. He can come on down here.
Yeah, Luke's the best photographer.
He was amazing, the way that shit he could do.
I mean, he still is. I'm sure he could pick it up and just do anything.
Just nail it.
Yeah. He's got that. He's got those abilities like, I don't know, like Danny Way, how he could be the best skateboarder and then decide that he's a musician and be like the most amazing musician. And like, you know, or Pat Duffy, same thing, like just pick it up and
go on,
be a master at whatever he does.
What's the next song you want to hear, Tobin?
The next song that I would like to hear is fucking Talking Heads, Road to Nowhere.
We on the road. That actually sounded like I said it. I'm pretty good.
Yeah, you're pretty good. You are a musician after all. Do you sing in your band?
I do when I have to.
And I heard your album's out right now.
No, it's coming.
Coming out.
It's going to be, we're in process right now, dude. It's going to be serious, man. We're going to go Richter with it.
Yep.
Did you shoot bands back in the day?
Bands? Touch Me Hooker.
TMH.
Tony Guerrero's.
Tony Guerrero.
That was my big break shooting music. I got a photo in the SF Guardian, I think.
Oh, no way. Yeah. That one, the big fat dude that was running around that
guy. No, the bass player?
No, being the guy that ran the Bay Guardian.
Okay. I don't know.
You've seen him. He was always up on, you know, at Farley's having coffee.
Shot the Red Hot Chili Peppers at the I-Beam.
At the I-Beam, we saw the Beastie Boys. Remember?
Beastie Boys? Did I see the Beastie Boys? Yeah. I don't think I saw the Beastie
Boys. Fight for
there.
The Right to Party with Fatboy Mickey.
I saw Fear there.
Fear?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We saw Fear right before, me, Mickey, Julian saw Fear right before we left on our trip.
Right. So you were revved up. You were just like, man, music was
that
so
was
thick
a good
back
show.
Then. Like, you know, you're up close. What were you shooting in the pit? What kind of camera did you have?
In the Red Hot Chili Peppers, I was shooting like probably like a Nikon FM2. Yeah. In a flash, that's why I shot most of my skate photos.
If you were to advise any photographer out there to shoot skate photographer, I mean, to shoot skating, what would you advise them? What's your 10-cent advice, Tobin?
Oh, just like camera stuff or just
Yeah,
well,
just
skating?
Like overall, you would have the talent and you have the trick, the spot. I mean, what you got to, what, come on, help me here.
Okay, so I would advise you to make a great photograph. I don't know. Just shoot a good photo with
shoot everything.
A telephoto lens. They're the best.
When you look back
nice
at the
lighting
at the photographers now, which photos have inspired you over the period of time? I know you and Luke grew up together, so obviously you fed off each other. But when you looked at the mags back in the day, which images stood out most to you?
So images that stood out the most to me while looking at magazines back in the day are Mofo's image of Jamie Alabama. Oh, is that his name?
What, the pool?
He's drinking the beer.
Oh, the
while
beer.
He's
the swig.
Swig, or, I mean, he's really, maybe, there's no beer in there, maybe a drop or something, maybe. But he's grinding a pool, looking straight up with holding a beer.
That's great.
That stood out to me a lot. Luke always came up with the most amazing skate photos. Bryce Knight's, Stesic, in my early days of looking at skate magazines, all his photos. Grant Britton and his use of color and like
that
flash.
They had the best paper.
They
so
had
I've
good
always
paper.
Told me that. But like, when I would look at the mags, I would have never thought about it because I was like, he jumped from there to there. I didn't care if it was like newsprint. It could have been on a toilet paper. It wouldn't have mattered to me.
Sure.
But when you would Transworld, I was like, oh, look at this image.
Yeah.
Like, they used to do photo animals and it was like gator. It was like half his body. And it's like the weird shit. We used to sit at the mag, I mean, at the shop and just look at that. Because we didn't have pools here. We were just like charging hills and shit.
Yeah.
It's funny shit. we had the girls club, and that was all there was. That was the only ramp.
That was kind of amazing. No, I met everyone there.
No, that's what I met. That was the basically all of us were there. I was 22, and I had to tell them that I would watch the kids because I wasn't a boy. I was a grown ass man. But then,
wait, what are you doing here?
What are you all trying to skate the ramps? You gotta wear a helmet and fucking shit. We were like, oh, this dude sucks.
His name was Jeff.
Jeff, you know that fucking dude. He lived out.
And Jeff's son would come.
Right.
And we'd be like, we'd be like, God, Jeff's so stern. Like, how do you run
with this? And I was just like, yes, bro. We promise we won't be drinking beer and smoking girls club. So terrible. You shot HP too, right? Do you got any photos from?
I do have photos from Hunters Point. Yeah, that was amazing.
Sam Finger's ramp.
Yep, Sam Finger.
He had three walls, and then he would just hang up. That was Sam's run.
Oh, yeah?
He was air, hang. He just sweat stained down the ramp. He was always in. And then Pierre built that little roll-in in the back, so he couldn't drop in, but he built the little fucking two-foot-wide roll-in between the two houses.
I don't remember that.
No, Pierre was – he lived up there.
Well, I remember he used to sleep underneath the extension.
Right.
Luke Ogden's dad dropped us off there in the morning, and we'd walk in and we'd be the first people there, except Pierre had slept there the whole night. And we'd be like, hey, what's up? Hey, how are you doing?
Pushing all the way down to Miley. Did you shoot Miley? Remember, they didn't have a rail at Miley. When we were little kids, we'd go up there on Sunday keggers and we had barbecue and crisscross. People were falling off the shit. It was funny. I mean, keggers out at Miley back in the 80s were like every
Sunday. No railing was pretty funny. Railing. Like you'd ollie over the hip and then you'd you turn right before the edge.
You still skate now, or do you just push around?
I skate around. I can do little things, whatever.
Snargle grinds.
I'm trying to get frontside rail slides back. Front board.
Well, that's what Camfouche told me. He goes, rock slide. And I was like, who made up that word? I never heard that before.
Yeah.
Rock and roll board slide or frontside slider is what I would call it now. Yeah. But
So lately I've been sessioning a lot with Daniel Bronstein.
Daniel Bronstein?
Yeah, we've been skating this parking garage. It's been pretty fun.
Is that Sharon Stone's? That's Phil Bronstein's kid from the Examiner?
No, you know Daniel Bronstein. He used to live next door to Luke.
He used to. You guys were Avenue kids, and we always used to laugh about that. Like,
well, yeah. Oh, we're Avenue kids. We're like,
you went to Lincoln?
No, I went to George Washington.
You went to Wash? Ha ha. Me and Larry, I call him Julian Larry now, but it's funny because it's just, I know a Larry, but we used to just skate down from the shop and then go down Page Street all the way to the Mission because he was a little kid. I seen him waiting for the 33, and I was like, we can skate down there. And he's like, skate down there? To Theater Artaud, where his mom lives. Pretty funny. Larry and me, just because there was no stoplight there at Page Street at Divisadero. Remember that? There was no stoplight there. So we could just charge through the shit, like, because it was one block off Haight.
Yeah.
Pretty funny.
I vaguely remember that. That's cool. Like, skating down hills, though, is my best memory of San Francisco.
Of course, because once you're in, you got to be like, I can't jump off. I'm either all in or nothing.
Yeah, and it's the most noticeable when you leave this town and you go to other cities. You notice that there's hills in other cities, but not like this.
You live in LA now, but you lived in Miami for a bit.
Wow. No, I lived in New York for a little bit. I lived in San Diego for a couple of years, and then New York for 9 years, and now I've been in LA for almost 9 years.
Huh? 9 years. You have a kid now. How old is your kid now?
My son Gabriel's 11 and my daughter Nina's 6.
Well, that's cool. Congrats, yeah, Toby.
Thank you.
You can pull it.
We got a dog too.
You got what's the dog's name?
Willie.
Oh my God.
Willie Wiggles.
Little Wigs. Willie Mays is still alive. Willie Mac, rest in peace. But Willie McCovey, no, Willie Mays is still alive. It's pretty much.
Wow.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Number 24, the Jynar. Let's see if they can pull it this year. What's the next song, Tobin?
The next song is Ace of Spades by Motorhead.
No way. I love when people do that. I love Motorhead, dude. I love Ace of Spades. Never heard that before. There's so many other songs that are more epic.
Yeah.
Remember Ron used to just... I seen Ron not too long ago, like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
He was on MDC tour.
Okay.
And he told me that his mother died from Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
And he inherited $2 million. And he just... That summer of 85, 86, 87, he ran the shop. He was buying two-page ads and... Transworld and Thrasher.
Okay.
When he was like, we had the best boards, the DRIs, everybody's right. Running it, and then just went sour. Show's over. When skateboarding died in 88.
Right.
Then the 1991 when Reel started and all that. It was kind of crazy. That was like dark ages again.
Yeah. Well, in 92 there was a like a depression or like a recession, right?
Oh, yes, there was.
Okay. Remember that.
The mag was only 80 pages, black and white. It was like, didn't look good. slim pickings it was. Sean Martin, with all, I mean, Danny was turned pro. Danny lived with it. Noah's house is crazy.
Yeah, he lived with Noah's parents. Noah and Noah's parents. That was a trip.
That was crazy. He was the slowest eater in the world. I was like, dude, this guy would just, he just sit one bite with a fork, like, Danny, come on, Danny.
Come on, Danny, let's go. We got stuff
going
to do, Danny.
Channel Street. We're going to skate the ramp.
Come on.
Well, you took a bunch of those photos for the other mag, too, that were all the checkouts. You had Noah's tail block.
Noah's tail block.
And then Sluggo. Did you have a Sluggo?
Sluggo, probably.
I do believe. And then Larry, backside O.
Backside
Ollie is what I call all.
Where? Channel Street?
I do.
No,
believe.
Luke shot that. And I think
Fraggle
Luke shot
that?
Yeah, I think Luke shot the Sluggo one, too.
Did you have a, like...
But I shot a double page of Snaggle at Channel Street doing a frontside pivot.
Right. Oh, right.
And Luke helping with a flash. He was nice.
What a bro.
I know. Bro moves.
Did you shoot photos of KO at the other... Well, that was...
Yeah, my KO at
South Park.
South Park, yeah.
That ramp was
on Luke's
evil.
Board.
On Fraggle's board.
Yeah.
With the different colored... Remember, we all rode
different
speed wheels. Speed
yeah.
wheels, like blue. No, it was pink.
There were Spitfires, weren't there?
No, I think they were... It was the late 80s, so it was before it was Shitfire. It was just speed wheels. And then Keith Cochran got the first Spitfire ad.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he did.
That's funny.
With earrings.
That's cool. Earrings. That's awesome.
When you think about China Banks, do you remember, did you shoot photos of anything there?
Yeah. Yeah, China Banks. I remember Mike Archimedes was the ruler of China Banks.
No, Mike was the best skater in the city. I mean,
yeah,
he was
definitely.
The hottest dude.
When I first started skateboarding, it was because kids I met at Marina Middle School, right?
Marina.
The first week I went to Marina Middle School, and they got me into skating, and Mike's grandmother lived a couple blocks from Union Street,
right,
where all these kids hung out that I went to middle school with, and we'd always skate, and Mike was just the best skater in our little group, and he would just be amazing all the time.
He was just having more fun than anybody. He was always giggling and shit, and was funny guy.
Yeah, funny. Yeah, taking life like as it is.
Real serious? I don't think so.
No, not serious.
No,
not at all.
He had the Arsenio hairdo, that Arsenio Hall stovetop, like gummy hairdo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a squeeb.
No, it was a squeeb, but it was like a...
Well, because he had like really thick hair.
No, he had bushy hair, American Indian hair.
Yes. Yeah.
Indigenous, I guess.
Yeah. But yeah, Mike would be just jamming over the benches and grinding, and like I could barely get halfway up the bench.
What kind of board were you running then? That was a PAL board, probably
a Billy
mini
Ruff. Billy Ruff.
A GNS.
Yeah, GNS.
With the chalice, with the bubbles?
I think it was the bubbles. It was champagne. Like,
nah, Billy Ruff.
Maybe
skulls,
a skeleton?
No, it's the hand, the skull is holding the...
The cup?
Remember. Chris, the cup, the chalice. It's like leaking the blood.
But I did have a Steve Caballero, like a mini cab, or a street
bounce.
Cab, or something like that. It was awesome.
When we worked at the shop... On Christmas, we would do like $5,000 days. I mean, we were selling a lot of boards. I mean, the shop was jumping because they'd buy it up at Skates on Hate, and then they'd come down to us, and we'd have to assemble it for them. It's like...
That was ridiculous.
Free labor. I know, you pussies.
That was my second job.
What, Skates on Hate or Concrete Jungle?
Concrete Jungle.
Of course you did.
You trained me.
Of course.
Taught me how to put together boards.
I remember I could take 8 bolts out of the thing. This is that I could do the bolts just like that. How do you know? Just trust me. And then put on your gorilla ribs, like just drill right through the board. Here it is.
Tail plates.
Tailbones.
Tailbones.
Nose bone. Lappers.
Lappers.
You know.
Dude, lappers are amazing. Why don't we use lappers anymore, Jake?
Nose lappers. Just for going
nose
at,
lappers.
Just straight up at the curb at like 500 miles an hour and just nose blanch it.
Also, Borgie Copers.
Borgie?
Those are the man. Those
that
are amazing,
dude,
right?
He did the Driggs hairdo. I'd seen him. We used to smoke pot behind the shop, and then he could look in the bathroom, and Borgie would look in the mirror and one, comb, ready to party on
yeah.
H Street. Borgie, he did a lot. He was from Australia, and he came out here, and he made Copers for Ronzo, and he helped out at Irmico, and they redesigned a bunch of trucks because of Borgie. He was one of those guys that was just a wizard. He came to San Francisco like they all do.
Yeah, he had some engineering kind of
some weird cooking.
Skills.
He had no teeth, but he could really cook it up.
Yeah.
Next song, Tobin.
The next song is going to be AC/DC Livewire.
Well, if you're looking for trouble. I love that song.
It reminds me of Brian Ferdinand. He had a tattoo.
No, he had the tattoo. What's the shirt he's wearing in the Blunt to Fakie?
The shirt he's wearing is Where the Wild Things Are.
Maurice Sendak.
Yeah, Maurice Sendak.
Oh my God, yeah. You're so right.
Yeah.
Well, you're up here for now. You're gonna doing a collab with these the Brixton people.
Yeah, yeah. Brixton Independent Trucks put together a bunch of, I guess, collaboration.
It's a show tonight, right? Yeah. That's why you're here. I mean, I'm psyched. I just clued into it. I'm psyched. We're gonna go down and check it out.
Yes.
Yes, and I'll then there's also Kenny Anderson's band.
Yeah, Kenny Anderson's band.
So are we going to be pre-booked? Can we go?
You can go 6 to 9 at Noodles and Pens.
The show is at Cafe du Nord where Cardiel.
Oh, right, afterwards.
That's where Cardiel got the Skater of the Year in 1992.
Right.
And he could not get in because he was, who's this little kid? I was like, he's our Skater of the Year. There was only like 40 people there. I was like, oh, give it him. No, this Cafe du Nord right by the Swedish, right by Noah's house where Danny lived and all that shit all those years ago.
Peacock music.
George Peacock. Anything you want to say out there to the Thrasher readers out there, Tobin?
I just want to say thank you, skateboarding. Thank you, Thrasher Magazine, for publishing my photographs.
And keeping it going.
And keeping it going. And being better than ever now.
No, we're about to hit 40 years of Thrasher.
That's pretty amazing.
No, it's especially after Transworld just bit the bus. Another one rides a bus. It's too bad. All right, Tobin, thanks for coming out, man.
Thank you, Jake.
Glad you're home.
All right.